A couple of guests joining us in the studio this morning. We have Denise Coder in with us. She's the community health coordinator here in Cass County, and also Amy Jordahl, who's the store manager, the store director at Hy-Vee here in Atlanta. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this this initiative that's going on to make us all so much healthier, Denise. What's this healthiest state initiative that's going on?
I wish it was that easy. Just to say the words.
Isn't
and
that
happen.
And snap your
quite.
Fingers.
But we're excited about it and really excited about it. A little over a month ago, Governor Branstad announced that he would like to make Iowa the healthiest state in the nation. Mm-hmm. We're 19th right now. So upper half, which is great. We have some good things going for us. However, we have a little ways to go. And it's really, for me, I think it's really exciting to see that interest and commitment at the top. Starting from the top down, I think that's really important whenever you want to see change happen, that it starts at the top. So anyway, he's got this goal in place. So we've got a couple of corporate partners that he's engaged in Iowa, Wellmark and Hy-Vee. They're going to be infusing some funding resources into this project over the next few years. So I'm excited about it. I think we'll have a long journey. We know how difficult it is for people to change those habits that have been habits for so long. But again, I think you're going to start seeing some opportunities statewide that will help our communities do that. And Amy and I are here today to share the first one of those, I guess, that we'd like all of our county to know about.
Well, they don't make many foam fingers that say we're number 19, so it doesn't really help you very much to be in that particular position. Moving up the ladder takes a little bit of effort. Is this a good time of the year to do something like this, an initiative like this? We're just coming off a summer season where, just because of the weather conditions and our active lifestyles, we are a little bit more active than we are. We tend to kind of sometimes vegetate in the wintertime and hide away. We need to get those habits started now so we get out of that regular routine of just plopping down in the wintertime.
Well, I would have loved for the announcement to have come last spring, but it didn't. And, you know, in all honesty, this happens to us every year. So it's probably okay. You know, we need to make this a part of our daily life. And so trying to find ways to do that. I think some of that information that you see coming out at the statewide level will help Iowans figure out how to do that. Doesn't mean you have to be in a different place to be active mm-hmm. or healthy. You can do that right in your own home.
Very good. Well, Amy, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen here. How are we kicking this whole thing off?
Well, here's how we're kicking it off. We're super excited because Saturday, October 7th, which is Friday. Gosh, when did I get Saturday from? Thanks, Denise. Friday, October 7th, which is a week from this Friday, we are asking everyone to come join us at the Hy-Vee parking lot to start the walk. So the whole idea is to start somewhere. So we're going to start somewhere on Friday, October 7th at 12 o'clock noon. So we're hoping that folks could come down on their lunch hour, maybe bring a brown bag lunch that day perhaps, and bring it with you while we walk. We're going to leave Hy-Vee and walk up Hospital Drive, up 10th Street to Olive to the Trojan Bowl. And we'll have a short little program there with a very exciting speaker. Just, you know, another couple minutes to remind us why we're doing this. And I think it'll be a real, okay, for fear of sounding a little cheesy here, just kind of a real bonding moment for everybody because it's really hard to get up and do things by yourself sometimes and to find that motivation to get out and be active. It's so easy to make excuses and say, well, I have to sort my sock drawer today instead. I have to, you know, whatever. So if we can all be there and just show that together we can do this, it'll be a great thing. And one thing that we're really excited about also is that the Atlantic Community School District students will be joining us in the walk as well, which is phenomenal. Because we all know that those habits form at such an early age. If we can get it formed in them now, they'll be much healthier adults along the way.
So. Oh, we sure hope so.
Absolutely.
Sure hope so. Denise, talk a little bit about the overall effort. Now, there's an Atlantic event going on. There are some other events going on around some of the other communities in the county as well. It's not just an Atlantic thing. This is a Cass County initiative and a statewide initiative.
I was going to say, the walk is actually a statewide mm-hmm. thing. There are walks going on across all of Iowa. Amy kind of talked a little bit about the one that will start at Hy-Vee. We have businesses and other facilities, entities in Atlantic that are planning some of their own walks, maybe for their employees, or for instance, Heritage House will be planning on doing more than one walk that day, I believe, just because noon is kind of a difficult time for them perhaps to get everybody out and going. So there is a website that we encourage people to log on to if you're looking for walk opportunities in your community. And that would be the iowahealthiestate.com website. And there's a little link on the right side that talks about the Start Somewhere walk. And all the walks that are available to the public would be listed on that website. We also know, however, in Cass County that we have a walk in Anita. And that will be at 1:15 at Lake Anita. And then in Messina at 11:45 at the Messina Park. And when you, if you're a community person that's would like to join in either of those communities, you can go there. And the CAM school district will be participating in those walks.
Okay. And Griswold, Lewis, some of those
We're working on them yet. Yep.
They'll get there.
Yes. And again, if you want to find out what's going on really close to you, then you can log on and or call me. You're more than welcome to call me too.
Okay. Very good. Now, it's more than just exercise though, right? I mean, this part of it is getting people in tune to getting out, getting active and stuff again, too. But it's also, you know, about how you eat and all those different kinds of things.
It is. You and I were visiting earlier about how this is measured. Mm-hmm. How do we know Iowa is 19th? We're 19th right now. It's measured by a state or a national survey that's done by Gallup. And there are a lot of components to that. And you're right. Physical activity opportunities in your community. Actually, one of the things that's looked at is how accessible are healthy foods mm-hmm. in this state or in your community where you live. Worksite wellness is another thing that goes into the survey and the measurement. So lots of things to look at, lots of things to work on. For individuals, probably nutrition and exercise are the two key things that you'll probably see coming out of the statewide initiative for individuals to focus on. And then you might see some changes in your community, at your work site, etc., to kind of inch us along. Mm-hmm. If we only focus on one thing, we're probably not going to get anywhere. But we're going to take the opportunity over the next 5 years to put the whole package together. And so you might see more than one thing happening around you, because that's what really makes a difference in change anyway. If it all has to come from inside, as Amy was saying, that personal motivation can come and go. But when you're surrounded by opportunity and support, it might make it easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to use Amy as an example, too, because I know you've kind of taken on your own little challenge, too, with the Hy-Vee Triathlon, preparing, getting yourself ready for that. You really dove in head first. Not everyone can do that. You find your motivation. But just the end result, the end product is you feel better about yourself, you look better, you feel healthier, all those kinds of things.
You're right. And I'll be honest with you, now that the triathlon is over, I need to find something else to do, because trying to get up in the morning to go run again, it's very easy to make excuses and, oh gosh, I can do it tomorrow, or I can do it the next day or the next day. So just to have that support system around you, you know, and what's really helped is just customers are asking, my employees are asking, did you run today? Did you run today? So now I almost feel like I have a commitment to get up and do it, or I'm going to let them down or something. But it just goes back to that support system and that structure. And you know, as Denise was saying, it's a lot more than just exercise. It's about what you're eating. And we're trying to do some things at Hy-Vee to help choices also. For example, Nuval, that's a scoring system that all of our food at the store has. The higher the number is, the better it is for you. And, you know, a lot of people have asked, why Hy-Vee? Why are you getting involved and why are you doing this? And quite frankly, when you can make a difference, you should make a difference. And that's what we're trying to do, is just make a difference. And I've fallen in love with Atlantic, and I'm so glad that we finally found our home and where we're going to be. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we need to work on to make Cass County the healthiest state it can be.
Oh, and everybody does it at their own level. You may want to go out and run 10 miles. You may want to go out and walk 10 minutes. Who cares? Right. But do something to get yourself moving again and get yourself feeling a little bit better. It's more than just, people get tied to scales. They look at and they want to know how much weight they've lost. And that's really just an ancillary benefit. It's not the goal. The goal is to feel healthier, get the blood moving, the heart pumping, the lung function gets better. I mean, there's so many other things. In addition to all the good feelings you get. When all those chemicals start moving around in the brain, yeah. you start feeling better.
Right. And the great thing about it, you know, the physical activity, my opinion, it helps your mind think better. And it just, you're quicker, you're sharper, you're fresher, you're better. There's so many, your emotional health is so much better as well. So it's a 1K walk. Friday, October 7th, and 1K is about 7 blocks-ish, so from Hy-Vee to the Trojan Bowl, we'll have about 7 blocks in there, and we will have an option of being bused back to Hy-Vee, so if you are on your lunch break or you have limited time available, you can be bused back, which should be helpful as well, and we're just really excited. We really encourage everyone to go to iowahealthiestate.com, register your support saying, yes, I live in Cass County and I'm supportive of this walk, and see how many people we can get to pledge their support.
Okay, very good. Again, that's coming up on Friday, October the 7th, so make your plans accordingly. It won't take you very long, and hopefully the weather will be wonderful for something like that. Yeah, thumbs up would be wonderful, yeah.
I was told you guaranteed that.
I don't guarantee anything. Completely out of our control. Well, good. We hope that works out well and a good kickoff event for something like that. And we just get folks in the habit. It's just creating habits is what it is. Healthy habits are preferred. Very good. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You sleep better, too, by the way, when you exercise regularly, in case you're wondering about how much sleep I might be able to get, too, if you're one of those kind of people. So it all works.
Yes.
All right. We need to turn things back over to Brett again this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more about what's going on down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Let me get adjusted here.
That's what your mom told you a long time ago.
I know it, and it still hasn't happened yet. Rinnai Instant Hot Water Heaters are the ultimate in luxury and efficiency. After Camlin Plumbing and Heating installs one of these for you, your family will enjoy virtually endless hot water no matter how large your family is or how long that teenager stays in the shower. With its instant heating process, Rinnai hot water heaters don't waste energy to keep your 40 or 50 gallon tank of water hot, thereby giving you amazing energy savings. We have had only good response back from those that have chosen to have one of these state-of-the-art water heaters put in, and we would like you to know that we have installed enough of these in homes and businesses that we are fully knowledgeable and certified to install them and work on them. Rinnai Instant Water Heater Units and Camlin Plumbing and Heating, both tried and true. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by Jim Hightower, and it says, do something. If it doesn't work, do something else. No idea is too crazy.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Again, my thanks to Amy Jordahl and Denise Coder for stopping in. If you'd like more information about the Start Somewhere program, the Healthiest Iowa, the Healthiest State Initiative, you can give Denise a call at 243-7475. Love to fill you in on all the details and make sure you're ready for those events coming up on Friday, October 7th. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.